That's fantastic. It's you know, it's an incredible moment for the town, the people of the town, the fans who are in here today, and the people who, you know, who are true Burnley fans, and they can't always get into the stadium for different reasons. And I think that overall achievement is a fantastic thing for this town, and the group of people who have done that are the staff and the players. You know, I can only guide what I think is appropriate. It's them that work hard behind the scenes, they deliver it, and the players have been exceptional.
And what about the quality of the performance today, in that first half in particular?
Oh, terrific, terrific.
Championship quality, wasn't it?
Well, to play in a game as important as this, everyone knows what's at stake. You don't have to keep reminding everyone. And to play in the manner we did first half particularly was fantastic. And after that, it was all of the things that we've done so well this season. The framework of the team, the energy of the team, the belief in the team. So second half, if you think about it, Heats has hardly really had a save to make, you know, and we've done that so many times, home and away, but particularly at Turf. And the first goal's fantastic, an absolutely top draw goal. And the second one, great delivery from Kites, and it spins into the corner.
Arguably a goal of the season contender, especially when in the context of today and on the occasion.
Well, the first goal, I think, encapsulates what we've been about. The energy, the incisive play, the one-touch football, and the movement was absolutely fantastic. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes people have underestimated that about this team, because this team can play, that's for sure.
How have you done it, Sean? People will be looking at this thinking, wow, you've set an example to other teams as well. They haven't spent a great deal of money, yet you've shown that you can do it, you can get into the Premier League.
Well, I think it's going to get tougher going forwards. I think we may be the last one, automatically that is, we may be one of the last ones to do it with the challenges that we've got. We'll see in the future, but the playoffs are shining an example of teams that haven't always got big finance or different challenges, but to do it automatically, I think that's a rarity for a club with the challenges that we've had over the last 18 months, and it's a fantastic achievement, as I said.
And you've hardly spent a penny, really. You know, I mean, the previous manager brought in the likes of Danny Ings, you only spent money on wages, but in terms of transfer fees, you've hardly spent anything.
Wage bill's exceptional for this division, exceptionally low, but I make it clear, I've always looked at what we can do and not what we can't, you know, and I've always been reality bound within that. You know, I speak to the board at a reality level. I didn't make any wild assumptions that we could do what we've done. But what I did say is we can put a team out there that's got quality and it's competitive, and then we'll see how it takes us. And that's how the one game at a time mantra started with the players. Is the one thing we want to make sure is we are competitive every time that whistle blows. And so we've stuck with it all season, and they've delivered again today when needed.
When will it sink in for you that you've done it? You're in there.
Yeah, it's a strange one. I mean, it's sort of, you know, you play moments like this through in your mind, and it's never... The weirdest thing was getting off the pitch and the fans were on it for the right reasons, I understand that, and sitting in the dressing room, and I didn't know what to do. I was just walking around thinking, what do you do now? But no, I mean, I've had four promotions as a player. I know how it feels deep down, and you know, trust me, it'll be a great drive home and a nice cup of coffee along the way, and listen to a few tunes, and I'm sure I'll enjoy that bit of peace before it goes mental later and tomorrow and the day after.
And what's next then? You've got two games left. I suppose you want to win them both, but can you still get
that?
Well,
certainly, the players have earned the right this season. I'll give them a couple of days off to come back in Thursday. We'll reconvene and we go again. I mean, we have got that tag of relentless for a reason. We want to do the right things. We want to give performances. You know, of course, there's a human element, and the players have achieved so much, and there's that pent-up kind of anxiety of getting over the line when you're so close. But we'll be ready. We'll be ready to do good performance, I'm sure of that.
How will you celebrate?
See my family, that's it. I don't get too high with the highs, I don't get too low with the lows. It's internal celebration for me. I don't worry about all the drivel that most people do. Internally, I can assure you, I'm more delighted than you'd ever know.
Yeah, but this must be one of the highest highs that you've experienced in football, is it?
Absolutely. As a young manager, learning to get a group of people to achieve this or guide them to achieve this is tremendous. You know, and it's of great value to me and great value to all concerned, the town, the people, the club, and the players and the staff. I've mentioned it many times. Without them, can't be done. They're the key focus for me, my players. I told them when I got here, everything we do is for a reason, and it's all for you, and I mean it sincerely. If you motivate the people, and I believe in people, not just players, I believe in them as people, not just their technical ability and their understanding of the game, and they've been fantastic.
How special was it to do it at home at Turf Moor?
Yeah, we wanted to take control of the situation. We didn't want to have that one where you get over the line because someone else loses. We wanted to take care of business because we've had nothing given to us all season. And, you know, we've had to earn the right every way, every step of the way. And we've earned it again with an absolutely fine performance. A lot of noise before the game about we're going to this, we're going to that. And they are, by the way, a very good side. And the group of players they've got is arguably the strongest group in the division. And I thought our performance today certainly warranted a victory. And I will say, Uwe Rosler was dead right before the game. He said they play a different way. And they're very effective. Well, we're effective enough to play a different way. I get 89 points this season so far. And I think that's a pretty nice way of summing it up.